This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you. Welcome to the Dean Show. I'm your host. Subscribe if you haven't already. Guess what we're going to be talking about? They put Jane before Mary, Mary Jane, whatever it's called, marijuana, cannabis. We're going to be straight with you today. We're going to be keeping it real, and we're going to be talking about this topic. It's become something very casual, and many Muslims are getting involved in it, having some misinterpretations about it. So we're going to set the record straight. We're going to have a very frank discussion here with my next guest on the Dean Show. You're going to be very enlightened. Don't go anywhere. Sit through the whole show so you can make up your mind the next time you're thinking about lighting up here on the Dean Show. My next guest, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, my friend?
Wonderful, yourself?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We got a very exciting topic to talk about. You know, people sit back nowadays and it's become very casual, to smoke marijuana. People equate it with something natural, it's a natural plant and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And what hit home for me really was something that was more personal because a brother had brought to our attention that some young brother was trying to persuade, because he had shared his Facebook page with one brother, and the brother had noticed that there was a picture promoting actually marijuana. Mm-hmm. So Brother X is talking about Brother Y, and he asked him, look brother, I'm kind of confused, I thought you had, get this, you were a hafiz of Quran, you memorized the Quran, and I really had deep, profound respect for you. But now I'm seeing you're promoting, this plant. It says on there, share a plant. People are seeing this picture right now. It says share a plant with your friends. And he was like, he was in shock. And then he had texted one of his friends and he said, what do you say to someone who says half the scholars say that smoking marijuana is
half
halal?
Half. Wow.
Half say it's halal, half say it's haram. Mm-hmm. So the brother said, I'd tell him he's crazy, shaitan's pimping him. What would you say?
SubhanAllah, I don't know no half or other half, any sane person who knows, about drugs and intoxicants and so on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clearly stated that anything that intoxicates you, it's prohibited. And then as the scholars have said, they measure that accordingly. Maybe cigarettes, maybe marijuana, and its likes were not existent back in the Prophet's day, specifically with these names. But the scholars of our time, along with the doctors, because you can't do one group without the other. You have the doctors, and you have the scholars of the deen. They do their work, research, then they put it on the table. And I personally am not aware of any scholar that knows of such intoxicants and drugs and end up saying, yeah, you know what, sure, go for it. We seek Allah's refuge from such understanding. Even if they say, well, there are some benefits. And yes, you might find a benefit or two. But what's the harm behind that? Thousands, hundreds, Allah knows best. And then they change the terms of it, right? They say things that, soothes the mind, sing that grants you happiness, and they change the terms. So the baseline is that it intoxicates you, as the Prophet ﷺ said as well. Whatever intoxicates you in large quantities is also haram in small quantities.
So it doesn't matter. It took a bucket, a gallon, to get you.
Regardless,
as soon as it gets you, covers the aql, the mind.
Exactly.
Clouds it.
Wonderful.
Then that's
forbidden. SubhanAllah. Even things like that. Scholars are required to support us and so on. But sometimes even you yourself, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sin has two signs for it. That which your heart does not feel comfortable towards, or you're doubtful, and number two, something that you don't like people to see you doing. So I ask everyone who consumes it, I ask them, by Allah, if they know a pilot is smoking weed, would they go and ride in that airplane?
Absolutely.
I ask them, by Allah, to be genuine, to be sincere, if the one who's going to do an operation on their parents has taken a joint, a drug here and there, just marijuana, are they going to allow that doctor to complete the operation on their parents? I ask them, by Allah. I'm not talking no sheikh, no scholar. I'm talking to that person. What would they say? See, if you feel uncomfortable, maybe that's the alarm in the heart that Allah has blessed you with, the fitrah. that, you know, consciousness, if you wish to say, or that innate nature. That's something you need to keep in mind.
So from the technical, from the perspective now, is this allowed? This is pretty much clear that, you know, there's a consensus of scholarship that have agreed that this is something that is prohibited, that anything that intoxicates you, it's in the Quran, it's in the Sunnah, this is something, there's no ambiguity here.
It's not ambiguous. You know, this, one of my teachers, one of the ulama, he said the fatwa, the ruling of cigarettes, imagine cigarettes, imagine if you talk marijuana and go to the next level, the ruling is on the box. What does it say on the box, a cigarette pack? This thing may cause you lung cancer. It's done. What are you arguing for? Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, actually, according to him, he said there's an ijma', there's a consensus amongst the scholars, and he specifies hashish, which is weed, it is prohibited, it's done. It's not negotiable.
I want to back it up, because there's a difference between, let's say, because in this case, you have someone who, you know, had memorized the Quran. Now, there's a difference between someone memorizing the Quran, understanding the Quran, and taqwa that's involved, because Polly want a cracker.
I want a cracker.
What?
I want a cracker.
Okay.
You know, the parrot, she can, you can train her to memorize some Quran, right?
Yes, yes.
What of what point is it? And when further the brother was talking to the brother, this other brother who was promoting the weed, who had, you know, who was at one point was seeming like he was really strong in the deen.
So to the public, he appears very practicing.
Yeah, he had mentioned that I'm not really what you think I am, you know, I'm not that knowledgeable, you follow me? So when we look back, I mean, how important is it when we really start teaching our kids, we start learning the Quran, that we learn it with understanding?
Absolutely. You know, learning with understanding is something that you will seek till the last breath that you have. And then when Aisha radiallahu anha and the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, when they asked about the character of the Prophet, they said he is a walking Quran. Yeah. So he applied the Quran. There's some narrations that the companions, they said, we never moved on to memorizing the next verse until we memorized and applied the first verse. SubhanAllah. So that's something definitely that is very critical. And applying these ayat is a lifelong journey. Mm-hmm. And may Allah allow us to apply what we learn. And that's why we say, may Allah make it an excuse for us to enter Jannah. And not an excuse against us.
We know the level, you know, there's quite a big difference between someone who is an alim, someone who's a scholar, someone who's really a hafiz, who's memorized, who's living this deen. There's much respect. We have to respect our teachers.
Absolutely.
And when I had a conversation with someone who I thought was actually Muslim, but then at the end, talking to him, I was trying to give him some advice, and at the end he said, look, I'm not really religious, and he started talking to me about Darwinism. He started saying, you know, I don't want to, I'm not involved with religion. All these mullahs and all these, you know, religious people, they're the most corrupt, and he really caught me off guard. Then I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. You know that the hellfire is going to be started with scholars.
SubhanAllah.
Allah is going to start the
hellfire.
That's true. So I want to talk about this. There could be some sheikh, some person even smoking it. He can be a mufti smoking this stuff, but
correct,
is he our example at the end of the day?
May Allah protect us from being under such people. You know, this is why the scholars are very in a high position. Allah said, Shahid Allahu. Allah says, Allah, the first one who believes and who testifies, there's no Lord but Allah, is Allah. He says, Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illahu. Then Allah talks about the angels and he talks about the scholars. So Allah, you know, appreciates a scholar. So scholars is in a very sensitive position. So that's why when people follow a scholar saying a very odd opinion, and may Allah protect us, and this is a fitna from, you know, that can fall upon people. But what I'd say is that just, you know, use your logic as well. A scholar tells you something. I'm not telling you you have to be a scholar, but at least have some common sense. If you have 1,000 scholars that tell you this is prohibited, non-negotiable, this and that, then you use this one odd, you know, you call scholar, Allahu Alam, and see what's his reasoning, and be very just with it. Ask for the reasoning, respectfully. Shaykh, with all respect, you know, I know you're alim, but with all respect, what's your reasoning behind saying it's halal? How is it possible? And see why it tells you, or why is it not haram and so on, when you have this evidence.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more here on the Deen Show to talk about marijuana, Mary Jane, cannabis. What other names they got for it?
They call it pickles, onions, you name
pickles,
it.
Pickles, onions,
mushrooms.
Onions. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to the Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support the Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Continuing on, talking about marijuana, something that's really amongst the youth, even adults, has become something real casual. But, you know, what trumps everything at the end of the day is if we've connected our heart to the maker of the heart, our creator. This is it. This is where we get our guidance from. Now, I really, you know, when I'm thinking about this, can you imagine, and you take off from here, if the Sahaba, our beloved, the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, getting stoned, getting high, saying, I got to think clear, you know, because you see people come up with all these, you know, different reasoning. You know, I can think clear, I'm more focused, I'm whatnot. Even though, you know, they did study CNN, people see right now, we'll go to a clip.
Rick,
as a consultant, prepared our marijuana smoking lab. Three volunteers each took a practice run on a course set up by the Thurston County Sheriff's Office. Stop until she wiped out a cone.
Which would have been indicative of backing into a pole or maybe a citizen on the on a sidewalk.
The sheriff's officer, driving instructor, and even Addie agreed she would not be safe if she was on a public road.
She would be a danger, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, that's dangerous.
To confirm the volunteers were driving impaired, we treated them like anyone else pulled over and suspected of drug use. The county's drug recognition expert put them through a 12-step evaluation, checking things like their balance. Heart rate and blood pressure were also checked. They all had issues, including Jeff, who couldn't find his nose with his fingertip.
I would say that all three would have been arrested for driving under the influence.
Where, you know, what the expert has said, like you actually operating machinery, a car, you put people in danger, yourself in danger.
However, experts warn that weed could negatively affect brain development in teens and cause short-term memory dysfunction, coughing, and respiratory disorders. It also impairs people's ability to drive.
But what about from this perspective? You're someone who's a, who's, you know, want to be respected. You're a scholar. You know, you're somebody who's committed to the deen. How could someone take you seriously if you're someone who just gets stoned and gets high?
Absolutely, especially taking someone seriously, as we mentioned about the pilot, the doctor, and so on. This is very serious. You know, from a medical field, in the simple term, you know, whenever we eat something, sit in a gathering that we enjoy, there's a dopamine level that is released in a very natural level. Allah made us like that. You know, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Allah has made everything, you know, settle. Allah has calculated everything. When you take these intoxicants, marijuana and its likes, it basically releases more dopamine than that which is natural. So your excitement level is above which is average and normal. And people get excited, like they love it. And when you experience this, you're no longer satisfied with whatever Allah made normal. So every time you're like, oh, I'm bored, I need that excitement, I need this and that, so you go for something that's unnatural. So then you stick to it, because you're more dopamine and all that stuff, etc. So when someone is at that level, as you said, how you can take them seriously, and then when they walk like that, they smell bad and so on. SubhanAllah, it's a whole set of things. You know, if the Prophet ﷺ advised us not to go to the masajid, the mosques, when we eat onion and you know, things that are disturbing. Imagine if you walk in with smoking a cigarette, smoking weed, how disturbing is the smell? So I'm not just talking about even health-wise, even disturbance to other people. It just, this is a package of things that I truly believe every genuine man and woman who consumes it, I believe so, has an atom weight of iman or belief or any sanity left, they would know that it has some serious effects.
This will definitely, I mean, okay, with the red eye, dry mouth, munchies, whatnot, you sleep a lot. This is going to definitely affect you, your ibadah.
Absolutely.
Your worship, your life is someone who's
absolutely
supposed to.
You know, the question lies in that, to why are you consuming such stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. Why? Most people, they will tell you, according to what we read here and there, most of them say, well, stress. I'm stressed out. I personally know someone. I saw them taking some intoxicants. I asked why. Because my father and mother continuously fight, and my father is actually physically abusive to my mother. So their solution to that, you know, depression they're going through is smoking cigarettes and intoxicants. Now, I feel bad for you. May Allah lift every hardship from our brothers and sisters, really. But is that really the stress relief method? You know, the Prophet ﷺ told us, you know, one time a man was putting some alcohol together, khamr. So Rasulullah ﷺ, you know, was talking to him. This is authentic hadith. So the man said, Ya Rasulullah, this is cure. This alcohol is a cure to me. The Prophet says, هذا ليس بدواء. This is not cure. Innahu da, rather it's a disease. Allahu Akbar. You know, don't think that Allah will put something, a cure in something that is haram. Obviously, you might have some moments where the doctors, if you don't mind, let me just touch on this. You know, so using intoxicants as a means of cure. Now, the scholars have mentioned a few points. For you to use an intoxicant, which is naturally haram, as mentioned, is acceptable in three conditions. That's some scholars have mentioned. Number one is the doctor, a Muslim doctor needs to prescribe it for you. Like, you know, you need to take this marijuana, you need to take this and that, heroin, whatever it may be. If not a Muslim doctor, then a doctor who's trustworthy, non-Muslim, it's fine, but knows about your Islamic values. And number two, this has to be the only drug or only medication available. There's no substitution whatsoever. And number three, it has to be within the quantity that is needed for your cure and so on. So that's, people have to keep that in mind and not exaggerate.
You'll see arguments for this. I mean, you'll see people who will just go out of their way to argue something. Do you see that when you really want to follow your desires?
Yes.
You will do everything and beyond to try to justify that?
Yes. You know, as Allah says, اتخذ إلهه هواه. Some people take their Lord as their desires. They'll go to the government, they'll go to this, they'll do that to legalize it. They'll do whatever it takes, they'll, you know, day and night working on it, subhanAllah. So may Allah protect us and make our desires what Allah is pleased with. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. That's something, subhanAllah, to keep in mind. You know, I just want a very foundational rule. You know, some people say, oh, marijuana means this, means that, it's not really the intoxicant. Let them call it whatever name they want. The bottom rule is what Allah said. And whether you see the benefits, you don't, that's not, you know, leave it up to Allah. Rasulullah, one time he grabbed gold and he grabbed silver. And this is another example of how we submit to Allah's rulings. Gold and silk, sorry. He told the people, this is prohibited on the men, permissible on the women. I personally, I'm not sure about you or our audience, do they know why gold is haram on men? Why silk? Allah knows best. But what I know is I submit. Intoxicants are haram, I submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah, you know, and hoping Allah will accept from that.
We're going to take a break, and God willing, we'll come back to wrap up this very interesting topic here on The Deen Show. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
So basically, at the end of the day, someone who is chosen consciously to submit to the Creator, to obey the Creator, loves the Creator, wants to follow the example of the last and final Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she's got no business getting stoned, using dope. Just, you know, it's not when you use these things, you know, say, when you use it, you say these, getting high.
Correct.
You got no business.
Stoned.
You know, you got no business indulging in any of these things. I mean, there's something with the heart now. We have to go, this is a symptom of something greater.
Absolutely. SubhanAllah, first of all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift the hardships of our brothers and sisters once again, really, because sometimes you go through these avenues, maybe a lack of knowledge, you know, overzealousness, and you name it. And most of the time, it's peer pressure, by the way.
Yeah.
So peer pressure is very serious. I actually read a statement that says that most people that are addicted to drugs is due to peer pressure, in terms of someone says, yeah, try this out, and so on. So may Allah protect us and grant you all righteous companionship. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. When someone, you know, goes through these things to you know, stress relief and so on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time a man came to him and he told him, oh Rasulullah, how much should I say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like, ask Allah to send his peace and blessings upon you. Can I do it like 2/3 of the time, 1/3 of the time? He kept mentioning, so the Prophet says, the more you say it, the better. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a certain quantity, you say it so many times that it releases any pressure from you, like basically it takes over your, actually let me rephrase that, sorry. It relieves you from pressure and anxiety and stress, and Allah forgives your sins. So there's a lot of options in which people can feel comfortable about themselves in terms of, you know, there's a lot of stress, depression and pressure. Khalas, Allah and Rasulullah has given you avenues to relieve yourself. So we ask Allah to allow us to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a lot. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, for example, he said, whoever says, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ هُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشَ الْعَظِيمُ 7 times in the morning and the evening, what happens? You say that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you. Suffice you of everything. Suffice me of what? Everything. Your hardships, your difficulties, and so on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be patient and trust Him with, our, you know, with whatever struggles that we face.
You kind of, only the Creator knows the future. But you go through experiences in life, and you gain certain wisdoms. Allah gives you wisdom to foresee things. If you, obviously, you try to walk across the expressway not looking, you're going to most likely get hit by a car.
Correct.
So you see certain doors opening up. You see where the Creator is honoring certain people. Let's say we go back to someone memorizing. It's such a noble thing. Yeah. You know, someone memorizes the book of the Creator, you know, the Quran. And you see, what's this statement from Omar radiallahu anhu, where he said that we were a people that Allah gave us, he gave us
honor through Islam.
And you see someone being honored and people hold you to such a high level, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's a responsibility also.
Absolutely.
But then you go away from that and you see a door of humiliation. What's the rest of the statement where he said that now whoever goes and seeks it through anything, through the dunya, through any of these things,
any avenue besides Islam,
humiliation is to
follow.
That's
it, regardless.
That's a scary thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What are your?
Subhanallah, you know, if you ever want dignity, if you ever want to be respected, it's only through believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah named Himself Al-Aziz. Mm-hmm. You know, honor, Allah is the most honorable. And Allah clearly tells us, on the Prophet of Allah, if you seek honor and respect through any other avenue, it's not just you will not achieve it, you'll be humiliated. SubhanAllah. So may Allah protect us, really. You know, for example, just something that came to mind. There's one brother who, in a noble position, name is Muhammad and so on. And he went for a job interview. And then the interviewer asked him, so your name is Muhammad? He's like, no, call me Mo. Now, it's not about haram and halal. That's besides the topic. Then he, at the end of the interview, the manager told him, so as a Muslim, I think you need to take an hour off on Fridays, right? He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, no, I'm good. I can pray all five prayers when I get home. I'm a very dedicated person to work. He's like, but your colleagues take an hour off, like a Muslim colleague. He's like, yeah, I'm very dedicated to my job. Don't worry about it. Interview's done. 2 weeks pass. He was waiting for a phone call. There was no phone call. So he calls them. He's like, hello, I made an interview. My name is Muhammad. This, this, and that. You remember me? Yes, I remember you. I was here. I think I qualified for everything you asked for. Everything, check mark. Then he asked the guy, why didn't he get hired? He said, you know, we looked into a better candidate. But I want to know why. Like, what is it that I lacked? He's like, you want the honest truth? I want the honest truth. He said, you are not dedicated enough to your own religion. How can I expect you to be dedicated to the job?
Wow.
And subhanAllah, you know, they saw honor through the job, position, and so on. But humiliation fell upon them. Mm-hmm. And may Allah protect us.
I mean, that's another sign. You'll see someone going in this direction, and next thing you know, you have to hang around certain friends also who probably like the same things.
Absolutely.
So now you also probably hanging around people you shouldn't be hanging around with.
Absolutely.
Right? You start losing good friends.
Absolutely. They don't want to
be, or you even start promoting this stuff.
SubhanAllah.
Right? Yeah. And you're earning more bad deeds.
Yeah.
And then probably creating a rift in your family, which Islam came to preserve the family. You're probably disobeying your parents now, causing them grief. So a whole world of corruption starts to open up. Why? Because you need to get stoned.
SubhanAllah. You need to escape the reality, maybe of your shortcomings, the reality of hardships and how to overcome them. So many people that take drugs, you know, they're escaping something that they maybe don't want to face. Most of them, many of them. Like, for example, like Justin Bieber and their likes. Well, Justin Bieber, you're a good-looking man, you got all the girls, you got all the money, you're still young, you're strong. So realistically speaking, generally, you want to be as cautious or as awake as possible. Why would you resort to drugs? Because the thing they're looking for, contentment and you know, tranquility and peace in mind, is never there. So why not be as absent? Because I tried everything, it never worked out. So you know what? I don't want to try anymore. I want to be as absent and as conscious as possible. You take drugs, you lose your mind in a certain extent, right? Your focus, and you sleep a lot. So you minimize your exposure to this life. So may Allah allow me and allow you and all our listeners to have our hearts steadfast upon the truth and upon the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really.
You connect a lot with the young brothers, and they really enjoy listening to you and taking advice from you. What would you say to a young brother out there who's able to listen now, and maybe he's or she's gone down this direction? What advice would you give?
First of all, I tell them, alhamdulillah, that you're still alive and listening to this advice. You know, listening to this show and program. So this means, bi-idhnillah, whenever you see a sign that Allah has given you, you have to utilize it. You know, you just, you know, went on YouTube, this is and that, download, talking about drugs, what is that about? You have to utilize these signs. Allah showing you some love. Allah al-Wadud, the all-loving. So utilize that. And number two, if you're falling into it, my advice is that don't give up on leaving it. Bi-idhnillah, it's doable. And you have to do your absolute best to struggle. And my best advice to those who consume drugs in any way, shape, or form, that my best advice to them that I can think of right now is to change your companionship. Move away. You know, the guy who killed 99 people, you heard that hadith before, right? Killed 99 people. When he killed the 100th, he went to that scholar afterwards. He told him, I killed 100 people, what should I do? The scholar, genius. He didn't say, you know, stay in the masjid, read Quran. That's wonderful. No, that's wonderful. But he went beyond. He said, you know what? You are living around an area of corrupted people. The scholar told him, leave that area and go to another area. Just a random one? No, go to that other area that has good people. So I advise you to go to a really strong, good companionship. And know, as Allah says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ With every hardship, there are two eases that come, and much more. So know that the relief is coming soon. But you have to cope yourself with some knowledge, and I advise them to go seek some knowledge of how to cope with hardships. If Allah is merciful, then why do tragedies happen? This and that. Get to educate yourself more and more. Know how short life is. Know the consequences from a medical field. How harmful this is to you, to your body, even to your manhood, without going into much details, if people can do their own research. So just look at it, be genuine, be sincere, and continuously ask Allah for assistance. Continuously ask Allah for assistance, because you will never change. I will never die as a Muslim. You will not die as a Muslim unless Allah assists us with that. So we ask Allah to make it easy on all of us and allow us to have our last words in this life. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Habibi, my pleasure.
Wonderful advice.
JazakAllah khair. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum zakat.
All right. That was really a great topic. I hope you got to benefit. And we want to bring you more of these. Subscribe right now if you haven't subscribed. And we got to clear up the confusion if you were misled to believe. We all make mistakes. But now when the truth comes to us, we can rectify those mistakes. And it's not 50-50 where 50% say it's allowed, another 50% of scholars say it's not. No, no, no. This is very clear. Anything that intoxicates the mind, befogs the mind, alters the mind, is prohibited in this deen, in this way of life that you've chosen to live. Now you can either follow your desires, or the truth comes to you and you submit. And it doesn't matter if it's the biggest mufti in the world with the biggest beard telling you it's allowed. At the end of the day, what do we say? That the hellfire, look, we have to respect the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets, because they have the ilm, the knowledge. But at the same time, you have many doing opposite to what they're supposed to be doing. It can be a ton of information on a donkey's back, but if that person doesn't have taqwa, consciousness of the Creator, and is not living and guiding people to that which is correct, then the Creator talks about starting the hellfire with scholars such as that. And it's a very scary thing. We have a great responsibility here to help guide the people to that what is right. And it's wrong to go ahead and advocate that someone can go ahead and smoke dope and get high, because you have no business doing that in this deen. So I hope this was made very clear. And why do you want to get high? That's a symptom of a greater problem. Why do you want to get stoned? Can you imagine going to the Messenger of Allah and asking him, oh, Rasulullah, can I go ahead? Would you allow me to smoke some dope, to get high? What would he say to you? Be sincere with yourself. And if this doesn't, again, help facilitate for you to leave this stuff alone, along with you really sincerely within yourself asking Allah, asking the Creator, asking Him, look, to facilitate ease in this, because this is something that's easy to get addicted to. And then you find yourself doing things that you wouldn't normally do when you weren't intoxicated, when your judgment wasn't clouded. You even go to a level that you probably steal, you get around the worst of friends, you're making disharmony in your family, Allah had honored you now, you are hafiz of Quran. And what happens now? You see? That starts getting taken away, that dignity, that honor, you start losing it. You start posting things on your Facebook page, advocating for this. You become a helper of the shaitan. He's pimped you and now he's recruited you to go ahead and pimp others. For what? Something that's clear you can invite them to, that's good, you inviting them to go ahead and share the dope, the ganja. You out of your mind? Of course, when you're smoking that junk. So it's out of the love that we do these programs to really help facilitate goodness. And I hope that the heart is open and the mind definitely needs to be like a parachute to function properly. And if the mind is open, the heart is open, this topic is case closed, it's shut. If you really want to do what the Creator wants you to do and not follow your desires, anything that blocks you from your purpose, from that connection, would definitely, how many times have you probably overslept and you missed a lot? I don't even have time to get into all of the fitna that's opened up from you doing this stuff. And that's going to continue to open up. And the loss you're going to be in, because there's only one way, one direction that you're headed, and that's towards being a loser. You're a winner. And stick to the winning path. Get off this drugs, brother. You got no business getting high. And I hope this has been a benefit. Subscribe if you haven't. Hit it right now. Peace be with you. With love. Salaam alaikum.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.